All right, beginning June 1st, Thursday, all the way through the weekend, June 4th, film enthusiasts, filmmakers, artists are going to be gathering in Blue Mountain Village once again to discover the best in world cinema in what a majestic setting, Blue Mountain. Four-day festival, a curation of over 20 international Canadian films, special guest appearances, parties, an industry creative forum. Here to tell us all about this exciting weekend ahead is the executive and artistic director, Helen. Welcome to the Jukebox.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Terrific to have you. Can't wait. I have my tickets for the opening party. You hit a soft spot there with Too Many Chefs. The opening night film and launch party sounds very exciting. Sounds really fun. It just reminds me of the time I had two Italians in the kitchen trying to show me how to make a tiramisu. We ended up with something that resembled more of miso soup by the end. So this is a Spanish comedy. Can't wait for it.
Yeah, Spain is a great country for food, actually. I don't know if you've ever traveled there, but they
I
really
have,
know how
yes.
To, oh, man, it's great food there.
Incredible food. And those sangrias in the bars, the paellas, truly terrific.
Yeah, it is. And if you go up north to, the coast there, it's fantastic food in San Sebastian, just the best food ever. The Spanish comedy is launching the festival, and that evening there's a Taste of Georgian Bay event afterwards, the fantastic catering at that by Blue Mountain Resort. And then we've got all sorts of films rolling out over the weekend. You want me to give you a couple of highlights?
Sure. That would be great. Yeah. Beginning June 1st. So you're already starting in the morning, 9:30 a.m. with Bones of Crows.
Yeah, we go all day long. We go Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this week. So the 1st
nice.
And 4th of June. And on opening day, we launched with Bones of Crows, which is a wonderful film by Marie Clements, First Nations director from Vancouver. Many of the films in the festival are international. That's our primary focus, but we do also have Canadian films. We also that morning have a spectacular film that I can't tell you much about because it's a secret screening. Now, secret screenings are really fun. It's at 11:30 in the morning. And with secret screenings, you don't know what you're going to see, but it's something that we have a sort of, there are multiple reasons for secret screenings. Maybe it's something that hasn't been released yet anywhere else.
Yep.
We might be scooping a world premiere, or it might be that it's caught up in legal battles at a studio. There's lots of different reasons why it can be. I can't tell you why, but anyway, it's a really fun thing to have.
Well, can you give a teaser, like the final Jeopardy category, what the overall theme might be? Or
well, I'll tell you one thing. It's very, very sort of contemporary stroke futuristic. It's a great tense kind of thriller version film. So it's
intriguing. Nice.
Very, very good. So another film that we have coming up is The Last Rider. That's for anybody who's a cyclist, I think it's great to see The Last Rider. It's about Greg LeMond, who was the first American to win the Tour de France. And really fascinating behind-the-scenes story. Very inspiring.
We have a huge cyclist community, of course, in this area. So many great trails.
A lot of them seem really excited about the film, so that's fun. I think we're looking forward to it. I'm hoping everybody's going to show up on their bike.
Absolutely. Why not?
Yeah, exactly. And then we have a really great French comedy called The Crime is Mine. It's by one of the top directors in France called François Ozon.
Friday night, 8:30 p.m. Yeah.
Super, super fun. It's a great ticket. There's a wonderful film on Saturday called Nuclear Now by Oliver Stone. And it's relevant in this area because, of course, Bruce Power is, one of the largest power stations in Canada. So people who are, concerned about future power sources and what's sustainable, it's really worth seeing that film.
I see you also have some political kind of docu-series. I see Navalny here, Behind the Scenes on the Way to the Oscars, a case study. That might be interesting for some of our listeners as well.
Yeah, it is. So last year, of course, we had Navalny at the film festival, the film screening.
Mm.
And this year we've got the director coming, but it's a conversation with the director about the making of the film. So on the first 2 days of the festival, we also concurrently run a creative forum for people in the film industry. And he's speaking at the creative forum. So that's a separate pass from the film festival. But we decided to make one of the sessions available to the public as well. And that's what he's coming to do there, is talk to the public and to filmmakers about, how he made the film. It's a fascinating story behind the scenes. So
how do passes work in this situation? Can you get like a weekend pass that gets you entry to everything?
You can get an all-access pass that gets you access to the entire film festival. The truth is, we've actually sold out of those. We sold out early. We were very pleasantly surprised.
Congratulations!
This year, we've had a lot of response compared to last year. This year, last year was on the tail of COVID, so. But it's really strong. But you can still buy packs of tickets. You can buy a 6-pack, an 8-pack, and then trade out tickets for various screenings, or just buy individual tickets. That's possible too. So, next year, I think what we might do is do a sort of weekday daytime screening pass, because weekdays are a little less attended than other days during the day. And then we also have a great documentary called Fashion Reimagined. It's also kind of along the sustainability lines. This fantastic designer from the UK who won the Vogue Designer of the Year Award, and she took her $100,000 earnings from that and invested it in figuring out how to make the most sustainable line of clothing. And it really had a massive impact on the fashion business. And I don't know if you know this, but the fashion business is the third largest kind of economic impact. So it's like after China and the U.S., the impact on the economy and the environment is massive. So making pushing towards sustainability in that industry is especially important. And then we have
it's what we wear every day. We take it for granted. But and we also think about carbon emissions, dried up water sources, our beautiful rivers and streams. The sustainability aspect certainly is right there. Yeah.
Absolutely. We've partnered with the Watershed Trust, the Blue Mountain Watershed Trust, a local group here for the Nuclear Now screening. But, they also do a series of films in the region, too, that are about the environment. It's obviously, being up here in such staggering beauty, it's hard not to feel protective about the environment. So.
Exactly. What is the first largest industry in the world? Now I'm intrigued.
Do you know what? I actually think it's China and the United States in that order. Then the third,
mining, manufacturing, probably real estate in Canada. But let's go back to films.
So our closing night film, as you know, is Panther. Now it's from Ukraine. And it is, for me, it is the most exciting directorial debut I have seen in a long, long time. It's a spectacular film. We've sold out the party for that night, but we still have screening tickets to the film for Panther. Right. It's really great. And there's also a film that we have a Canadian director who's very successful. Her name is Mary Heron. She did a film called Dali Land, which stars Ben Kingsley playing Salvador Dali. And that's at 9:30 on Saturday night. So that's a really fun ticket. If you're into art, that's a really great one to check out.
Well, you've captured so much from documentaries to the surreal here, and your passion certainly shows. You have been involved with films, it seems like, your whole life, long life film fan. When did you catch the bug?
I caught the bug many, many years ago in 1990 at the Vancouver Film Festival. I ended up getting a job there running hospitality, and I met an incredible filmmaker and went and saw his film called The Decalogue by Krzysztof Kieślowski. And it was
know that series. Yes.
Oh, isn't it incredible? And so
amazing. It just captures the psyche. One feels like they're right there in the brain of those characters.
That's amazing that you've seen that. That's so unusual.
Well, being Polish, Kieślowski is a must.
Right, of course, yeah. Oh my God, he's just an extraordinary filmmaker. And what I think really what I realized in that film is that you could see something that in a way taught you all of the things you need to kind of explore in life, but live vicariously through the screen characters. And the lesson lands very differently than when you read a book. I mean, there are so many artists who come together to make a film that when you see something on screen that's just done by the top artist in the world, and also the depth of character and nuance and subtlety and range.
Yes, and the cinematography adds to that. It can sometimes be so minimalist, not dazzling, but it captures those characters incredibly well.
Many other audience members might be familiar with his films, Red, White, or Blue, the three different films. But for me, The Decalogue, just, oh my gosh, what a masterpiece.
It is worth every minute, absolutely. Yeah. Well, Helen, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for giving us this teaser. What a spectacular, power-packed weekend you have ahead, beginning June 1st in the morning.
June 1st. Thanks so much for giving us some time here.
So for information, I see the website is Blue Mountain Film Fest, and that's bluemtnfilmfest.ca. The website is very, very comprehensive. You can easily get your tickets, passes, packs and passes there, single tickets. So head out. I just can't wait to be there.
Well, thanks so much. We hope to see you at the movies.
All right. See you at the movies.
One last thing I should mention. It all takes place at the Village Conference Center in Blue Mountain Village. So it's just on the west side of the village near the parking lot.
That's it. Thank you, Helen. You have yourself a good afternoon.
You too. Take care.
Thanks for joining us.